Howdy, everybody out there. This is Big Beefin'.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin' show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stopped listening halfway through. I knew your podcast. That's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man. That's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass, then don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy.
That's fine.
God dang, man. You sound like a prison guard. Look straight. Look straight ahead.
Yeah, there was a guy that worked at the prison. He's pretty much like the redneck version of Joe Pesci. So... Yeah, I worked at a prison for a year. I wasn't there for very long, and I only worked full-time for about half of that, for like 6 months. And the rest of the time, I worked visitation. When I went full-time, there was this guy there, and his name was Brown. And he was like probably 5'3", fat as hell, just a chubby little, roly-poly guy. But he had this bad reputation that he didn't fuck around. He loved to fight people. He just liked to fight. And we get on there, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, you're going to have to roll with some of them someday. You're just going to have to roll that way." And, like, would always move his head around, but he was fat and chubby. And he didn't fuck around, man. He was just like Joe Pesci. He's like, what the fuck are you looking at? Like, just always going off. Now, after a couple months, he seemed pretty mellow, but, like, he was always starting shit.
Well, so another guy that – well, I guess you don't know him, but this guy I used to know in Waco, he was a prison guard for a private facility called Jack Hardwell over in the Waco area. Okay. And he said his prisoners was over 7 feet tall. So yeah. If you're this guy that's like 5'3", and you've got to handle somebody that's over a foot taller than you, yeah, I guess you got to come off that way.
Yeah,
because
well,
if he wanted to, he'd pick you up by your neck and just throw you into the wall.
Well, see, that was the problem I had, because we had one of those guys, too. And you couldn't put the cuffs on him. He had to wear his cuffs to the front because his back was too big. And we had to go get him one day. It was me and this little 5'1" chick who's skinny as hell, but always angry. "You're going to do what I tell you to do. You're going to stand right over there if that's what I said to do." And I'm like, "Bitch, we will break these cuffs. And one hit, you're dead. And I'm not going to fucking save you. I'm going to run away." You know?
Woo! Yeah. Assholes and elbows. Shane running out the door.
Yeah, fuck this shit. I'll be hitting the button. Get us out of here. Get us out.
Tactical team. I need a tactical team.
Yeah. Oh, when they bring the tactical team in, that's when the shit hits the fan. They call in all the guys that were in the, you know, that were in the military. They all put on armor and shit, and they fucking roll in there, throw out gas.
Their visors on, yeah.
They told us if they ever call those guys in and you're there, they say you get on the ground and you stay there, because if you're standing, they're taking your ass out.
Yes, that's Shane's immediate response. As soon as things go bad, up, tactical team, press the button.
They've got these little canisters like at the bank, you know, you send your shit off to the bank. They got those canisters, but they're in the reverse, and you drop gas down in there. You drop CS gas. Just fucking unload that shit. Drop like five fucking cans. You only get a supply of like four cans. Drop all four of them bitches in there.
All at the same time. Go, 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 go.
Unload all that shit. They'll be like, "Rollins, what the fuck are you doing?
You just wasted all that. Now it's going to flow back up in here. Get a mask."
Yeah, I went to... There was one prison across from mine that they actually had a riot breakout. It's called Cofield. And that prison was, you can look it up, it's built like back in the 40s or 50s. Wasn't a very well.
I said, I feel like I've heard of this.
Oh, well, anyways, yeah. I went there to go get lunch because they had the best food. Like, their prison food was the best. So I used to go there to eat. But one day I went there and that fucking riot was broken out. And it was like, it looked like hell on earth. People were screaming and shit. Toilet papers all over the fucking place. Broken glass. People yelling and screaming. But then when you walk in the building, everybody acts like it's nothing wrong. Like, "Oh, yeah, they're serving lunch now. Okay, what's on the menu?" "Yeah, they got mashed potatoes and it should be good." "Is it sweet?" Walk you on through. Working at a prison sucks, boy.
Well, speaking of prison, Dad called me, and I can't. I just don't know what to say no more. He's kind of just saying the same thing. I need to know when I'm getting out. I need to know when I'm getting out. There ain't nothing to do here. I'm bored. I'm tired of listening to these people. Nothing. I need you to call somebody. I need you to tell somebody something.
Yep.
Dad.
Aaron, he's been like that since day fucking one, man. He's been like that since county. Like, I get it. It sucks. But that shit ain't stopped. There's not one time where I've been there where he hasn't said, call somebody or look into this or why isn't this working? And I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, you're going to be here until they can say you go. There's no mistake that's been made. There's no fucking error. Like, that's just how it's going to be. Now, they said you can go, but you got to do this program first. So until that fucking program's done, your ass ain't going nowhere.
Well, I think his problem is that he thinks that he's still going to stay there after the program is over.
Well, the board said no, unless he screws something up and gets a new crime. But what are the chances of him doing that, you know?
Pretty good right now because he ain't listening to the guards.
Yeah, that's not a crime. Not listening to the guards isn't a crime.
Well, if he becomes physical, then yeah.
Yeah, if it's an assault, but that's different, you know? I don't know. It's just, you know, he's going to go to whoever who listened to him. That's how that is.
I've been calling you all week, man. Dad, I'm at work. Well, that's the only time I get to the phone, son. I don't know what to tell you.
He was calling us, but then Sarah's phone, we changed providers, and so it doesn't work with their network anymore. So we don't talk to him anymore. I mean, he doesn't call us. Like, I'll get a letter from him every now and then, but he's not calling as much as he was. He was calling us every week.
Well, the screwed up thing is, man, is that he was calling me all last week, and I've been home sick, so I didn't even answer. I don't
blame him. Why do you need that? Why put yourself through that? You don't need to hear it all night. You know? I mean, you don't have to answer him. Did he answer you? No. How many of your sporting events did he show up to?
How many letters did I get from him when I was in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Yeah, ain't that, that's some he wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't doing a damn thing. I know. I used to go by and see him. Wasn't doing shit.
Yeah, I remember back when he was living in our grandma's house. I'd go by and I'd sit with him, but man, after an hour, I just cut out. Be like, Dad, I gotta go. Oh, you don't gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, he used to do that shit to me too. One time I was, I'd hurt myself. I can't remember what I was doing. I fucking hurt myself doing something. And I went down there and he had some brush that he was moving. He's like, hey, can you help me do some of this? And I was moving it. Sarah's like, Shane can't do this. He's hurt. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I ain't doing it then. I walked off. So when he gets out, his plan is to come stay with us.
Yeah, I know that much.
So that should be fun. Of course, you and him could always get your own place. Well, you ain't got nothing going on.
That's not the point. I'm not going to have anything going on if he comes and lives with me.
Our thing is it's temporary. Like, hey, we're just getting here to get your own place. He'll get tired of staying. He ain't going to stay here. Nope.
Loud ass kids running up and down. God damn it, I'm trying to sleep.
He throw that out the window. But I don't know. He may not be able to sleep that well when he gets back because he's been in there for a long time. So, yeah. You know, we'll see.
Make sure he takes his meds, man. I can tell you.
Well, I ain't going to make sure of shit. He's a grown ass fucking man. He can do it, you know, as long as he ain't, you know, causing no problems.
You want no problems, Mitch? Say that to him and kind of jump at him a little. Yeah, you did. You let prisoner come here. It gets real.
Now the real fun starts, goddammit.
Make that fucking bed. Make that bed.
Like, hey, Shalina, I got my clothes. I'll be like, no, motherfucker. Them ain't your clothes. Them are my clothes. And I come out the next day wearing them.
You wake him up with a bullhorn every morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's like, hey, hey, I need you to go trim the grass. Just go out there and fucking trim it. Cut it, just trim it.
I got you these toenail clippers. That's the best I can do.
I need every nail on the fence post examined. Examine every fucking nail on my fence. Look at them all.
No, no, no. You don't want Dad doing any actual technically skilled labor. We've already seen what comes of that.
He actually helped me install a fence at the house I was living at, the house with the pool. He helped me redo that fence. But yeah. You know, they tore it down and they redid it. Because
y'all did a good job.
No, what we didn't want to do, we didn't want to take the old fence down. So we just built the new fence inside of it and lost like 4 inches of the property. And I was like, oh, well, I don't give a fuck. Well, I guess the new property owners were like, no, we need that's our 4 inches. So they tore it down and put the right fence up. We just left that old fence up. We weren't going to fucking do shit with it. It wasn't our problem. We got the new fence.
So, you know, Dad, before this recent prison vacation, he tried doing some labor for some relatives of ours. Like he put a ceiling fan in for somebody. He tried to build a stone fire pit for somebody's deck. And he didn't finish the second project. And the ceiling fan fell out of the ceiling. So, that just tells you, like, before he even had a degradation of his skills because he'd been sitting in prison for so long, before even that happened, he still wasn't at the top of his game. So you're going to get him to come to your house and try to do some of that stuff. You may not want that.
I know Daniel's ex-wife had already sent me a text like, oh, hey, when's your dad getting out? I'd like to get him to do some work. And Daniel sent me a text. Hey, I got some things around that your dad could help do. And I'm like, God damn, y'all. He ain't going to be able to leave. They're putting him on a fucking ankle monitor. He's got to stay his ass here.
Yep. Yep.
So.
And that's it. I'm surprised. Now, I know Daniel and his ex-wife ended on good terms, but I'm surprised that she's still kind of keeping up with some of us. Like, she's chatted with me a couple times on Facebook, but that was it. I really wasn't expecting that at all.
I've never had any problems with her.
Yeah, me neither. But, I mean, they were married for so long, I just didn't expect them to want to, you know, keep that bond, I guess.
What was the breakup over? She turned lesbian? Is that what it was?
You know what she... You know that's why. You know.
Now she's the principal at the school in Kearns, elementary school?
You know that, too. And why are you putting her on blast, man? Just throw all her business out there. Just throw it all.
That's what we do on this show, I guess. Throw everybody under the fucking bus.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that is what we do here.
At a bitch.
I'm guilty, yeah, and I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that. Speaking of throwing somebody under the bus, Matthew Reed called me, and when Matthew Reed called, he was like, man, I got this exciting opportunity. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this kind of chance again. And I was like, okay, well, tell me about it. It's like, well, this guy approached me, you know, he's in his own rig and he's making all this money and he's trying to start up a company of his own. And what he does is he buys rigs for guys and then they pay him a portion of what they get until the rig's paid off. And then they own that rig. And then all the money that they make after that is their profit. And he was talking about basically going into business for himself, but he was going to owe this guy for getting him set up, right? Yeah. And when he started throwing numbers at me, I was like, dude, this just sounds too good to be true. Yeah. You're talking $1,000 in a week, $9,000 in a week. I just can't wrap my head around that. I don't know. I've never heard of a truck driver making that kind of money.
No.
So I don't know. Well,
now that you got all the DOT requirements and they track all your miles and shit, like, there's something wrong there. Like, the guy's going to get a bigger cut. The truck's not going to work. You're going to have some fucking problems. There's all this shit that's going to happen.
Well, he bought a new truck, right? Brand new. Well, the thing is that, excuse me, any sort of maintenance or repair or insurance, Matt has to cover that. Right. Now, the guy said that if you've got to pay for that, I'll reimburse you after you pay it, but he's got to pay that shit first. And yeah. with the company that he's with now, he ain't got to do that. Now, the difference is that the company he works for, they regulate his hours. So he can't go and drop off a load and then turn around and go drop another load off. He has to rest somewhere in between there. When he works for himself, he can go get a load and be like, okay, I'm going to go pick this load up and go get another one. And I'm going to stop for 8 hours and I'm going to get back and go again. So
he's going to get on. Yeah.
Yep. He's just frustrated right now because he has to, they'll have him wait for 2 or 3 days and he won't be making money for 2 or 3 days. And all I can tell him is like, man, you just got to be careful because you're going down a road. You're never going to be able to come back from.
Well, what's he need money for?
Probably to get his kids, custody of the kids back.
Well, he fucked that up. And he's let that go. Just find a new woman to get more kids. Ain't that hard?
Yeah. Anyway, so he's probably got like, I don't know, back child support he's got to pay or... He wants to get married to this girl, and he's probably going to have to pay for the ring and the ceremony and all the stuff. And I got to commit
a ceremony. He don't need a ceremony. What the fuck's he need a ceremony for? Go to the JP, spend $75, and ruin your life.
So, well, ruin his life, huh? Well, I think he wants to like do it right. And you know, I got to give him props because this girl is not strung out on drugs. And they've actually been together longer than just, you know, 2 months. So, I don't know. Maybe it's the real.
He's going to marry after 2 months?
No, I said they've been together longer than 2 months. I'm trying to give him props because this relationship is better than his past ones. If you listen, goddammit. But he did something that was kind of concerning to me. He sent me a picture of how Sarah Harrison looks these days. And she's attractive. You know, she's all right. But the fact that she had sent him that and he was talking about going to meet up with her, I was like, nope.
There's something wrong with that tooth, man. She got something wrong with that tooth.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at that. He sent Matthew a picture and, you know, she had lost some weight and, you know, she wasn't like as big as she used to be. She used to be kind of big. But the fact that she was sending him pictures and they were talking and he was comfortable with her doing that, even though he's in this committed relationship. I was like, that's not a good sign, man. You know why? Cause I know I've done that.
I can't mess around with one of Brett's childhood friends. I can't do that shit.
You're also a lot older than them, man. Like, Brittany's friend Elena is actually super cute, but she got with my classmate Austin Mullen, and they got kids together. So that ain't ever gonna happen. But
why are you even throwing it out there like it's a fucking option?
No, I'm. Never mind, man. Never fucking mind.
It's probably bad.
Anyway. What you been doing?
God, man. Well, Saturday night we did my monthly Dungeons and Dragons game. And then Friday we went down to Brit's for Savannah's birthday. So that's the second week in a row we've been down there in the can.
How'd that go?
That's okay. You know, it takes an hour and a half to get down there. So you get down there. And, you know, talking to mom for a little bit, talking about what she's up to. And you just kind of hang out for a little bit.
How'd that go?
You turn around, you fucking come back. it was fine. Well, I can't remember what she was talking about.
Take my trash out to the street.
She wanted to go do something. You know, every time we go over there, she's like, I got to go do this. And Brittany's like, can you just stay here for while everybody's here? Well, I got to go. I can't remember what it was this time. but I don't think she actually left. She's getting ready to. She's like, Brittany, do you want me to go get her gift? And Britt's like, you can just get it another time. You don't have to leave. Okay. Like, she knew she was going to her birthday party, and she didn't bring her gift. It's like, I don't understand
What are you doing?
Well, yeah, it's anxiety, man. That's all that is anxiety. She's just got the worst anxiety.
Well, Britt and him, you know, the last couple times I've been over there, it's just been Britt just slaving away in that damn kitchen and don't really get to talk to her. She's just making all the food and shit, and then people come and eat it, and then we fucking go. She was talking to me. Yeah. We did just talk a little bit, and she was telling me, I was talking about school, about, you know, working at the school, and I was like, do you ever reach the point where you just give up and you don't want to do this anymore because the kids are so bad? And she said, yeah, that's every day.
Yeah. She told me that her boss had sat her down and said, you know, the only reason you've still got a job right now is basically because of COVID. And I was like, wow, that's fucking harsh.
They don't like what she's doing or because?
They don't like what she's doing. They don't. They want her to teach like some of the older teachers. And Brittany doesn't want to take that approach. She wants to take her own approach. And they're not jiving with that. They want her. They want it to stick to their preferred methods.
Well, what's the problem?
You really need to ask her that. I think it has to do with like how she talks to the kids and the organization of the class, something like that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing about it.
I know you don't.
I know if I was a teacher, it'd just be a matter of time. Y'all shut the fuck up. They're like breeders.
They're only 8 years old, man. Calm down.
When some little kid, I'll be like, all right, class, let's do our timetables. We're going to do, you know, we're going to do sixes. Everybody do their sixes. And Timmy will say
six
something.
Times like, six. Six times two is 10.
Like, Timmy, shut the fuck up. Stop it. That's wrong, bitch. Move on to the next one.
No, dumbass, that ain't right.
Mr. Black was a teacher for a little bit.
What did he teach?
I think history or some bullshit, social studies or something. That was just
I can't see him doing that successfully.
you know how it was. Y'all just read chapter 3. We're gonna do a quiz on it next week. Some bullshit like that.
y'all just sit there, read your book, read it to chapter 3. We're gonna quiz on it. I ain't gonna tell you when, but we're gonna quiz on it.
Yeah. Well, I had when I got my master's degree, I did apply to be a college professor because a friend of mine was doing that, recommended that I apply too, but I haven't heard back. I don't know if it's, I just don't have any experience or why, but I thought about doing that at a college.
You're going to teach?
I might. I mean, I've got the degree. Why not? It'd be college kids. It wouldn't be fucking high schoolers or shit like that. It'd be people in college, grown-ups. You know?
What were you like in college?
Well, in the beginning, I was interested. Like, you know, I kind of wanted to go. I want to take it seriously. And then once I got up to UTA, you know, I was like, oh, shit, man, it's fucking big and there's a lot of stuff going on. And I kind of got jaded because I was like, man, fuck all these rich kids living off their parents. And I got to sit here and work at this shitty job. I was working at Walmart, you know, and I was like, I'm paying for my own books. I never have any fucking money. My car's a piece of shit. Like, yep. We were hanging out with this kid from Palestine, Jamal. You'd met him once. He was telling my buddy Josh, he was like, hey, Red, why does Shane drive a piece of shit car? I was like, God damn it. You know, because that's all the money I had at the time.
Jamal used to be in your circle of friends, right?
Yeah.
Used to be a guy that you, I remember Jamal. Yeah. Just vaguely.
Yeah, he was a Palestinian guy. And, well, he's from Israel, but he's a Palestinian supporter. Anyways, he... But, I mean, he's a cool guy. He just didn't think. So, that, you know, my status just kind of sucked. I was at the bottom of the fucking totem pole. And yeah. And then, like, my last year there, the department head, he was like, look, you got to get your grades around. You know, you got to get your grades up this semester. You ain't fucking graduating. I don't know how else to tell you this. Get them up. So, That last, I was living with the Pims, and it was that summer Britt had came to stay with us. So back in 2007, and that year, man, I studied like I did in high school. I read all the books. I did the quizzes at the end. Ended up having a 3.98 that semester. But most of what on campus, I kind of did my own thing, kept to myself for the most part. I had a couple of friends, but I wasn't really involved in the on campus stuff. I mean, I had a dorm room. I mean, you know, you were there, but I never did on-campus activities. I didn't do, you know, outside of school activities either. The only thing that I did college-like was I went and partied with Josh. But that shit, he partied so fucking hard, he burned himself out. He dropped out, had to quit school for 8 years, and then come back and try to finish his degree. Whereas, you know, I was like, look, bro, I can't live this way. I can't do this. Like, I'm getting so drunk I forget shit every fucking night. I can't live like this. You know, I woke up one morning in my own pile of puke. I'm like, I could see the puke trail running from the fucking floor. And I'd go down the hallway and people were like, hey, did you have a rough night last night? I'm like, why? It's like, you were crawling on the floor up to your dorm. Like, I don't remember any of this shit. I don't remember crawling across the goddamn floor to get into my room. Like, I can't do this, bro. He had one night he didn't want to fuck with me. He was tired of it. He's like, I can't deal with Shane. So he left my ass and he's like, hey, your dorm's over there, just go into your dorm. And I was like, all right, motherfucker, I'm going. Well, I went into the wrong building and I'm like fucking kicking down the door. I'm like, let me in, damn it. And it was the power plant to the college. It was like where all the power comes from. And I'm like kicking the fucking door, like, so he came over there to get me, and he's like, Shane, stop this shit. And I threw him to the ground. I was like, back the fuck up. And he's laying on the ground. He's like, oh, I was like, oh shit, man, I didn't mean to hurt you, bro. I didn't mean to hurt you. I couldn't live like that, man. I couldn't get that. And the way I'm telling the story makes it seem like this happened over a while. That was like a fucking week. That was like 3 days.
So I was the sober guy in that equation during my younger years when I was in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Yeah. There was these Marines, infantry Marines, you know, they just don't care. They just don't care. You know, they'll go on Friday night, get drunk all Friday night, wake up drinking that Saturday, and will still be drinking Saturday night, knowing that they got to get up in the morning to go do a PT run or whatever. So, and they'll be drunk when they show up to go do that run. So I remember specifically, there was one night we had this big muscular African guy. I think he was from Niger or Nigeria or something like that. He had a really strong accent, right? And he joined the military to become a U.S. citizen. And the problem was, is that he came from like a freaking warrior tribe. You know, he was real arrogant, real confrontational. And the Marines didn't help him out with that at all because they gave him the hand to hand training that he needed to back his smack talk up. And then on top of that, he was already freaking big. He had like a 20 inch neck, man. So anyway, Nagia was his name. Nagia, we go out with him one night and I don't know why I decided to fucking go. I think I decided to be DD. We go out and we get to this bar, and it's Nagia, Romero, Marino, and Bradley. And Marino and Bradley, Romero and me, are all just trying to drink, look at some hot chicks, have a good time. I'm having one beer because I'm just driving, and that's it. But Nagia don't give a fuck, man. He's grabbing girls by the ass. He's picking up girls and putting them on his lap. I mean, he's just... He was on the next level. Not even buzz drunk. He just had beers in his hand, drinking, just getting started, and he's already starting some shit. So we have fun, and we get him to calm down and come have drinks, and we're taking shots, and he's like slapping us on the back. Oh, yeah, brother, and all that crap. And finally, we get back on the dance floor, and we're dancing, and fucking I look over, and Nagia's double beering. He's got a beer in each hand, drinking from each bottle.
Sound like Shane. Shane, yeah. The doobie boy.
He's drinking from each bottle, man. Just cutting up. And, I mean, doing, like, some fucking hip thrusts and shit. And anyway, this Hispanic girl looks over at him. She starts touching up on his chest. And I mean, the dude was solid. He was like carved out of wood. And she starts touching him up and feeling on him, starts putting her hips on his hips and grinding and doing all that. Anyway, we see some guy come over and he's, you know, ganged up, obviously, because he's wearing the same fucking color. And he's got this long ass chain. He's a skinny looking dude. But he comes over and he pushes on the gate and is like, "Hey, man, that's my bitch." And he's like, no, this is my bitch. You go get your own bitch. He's like, "Is that really how it's going to be, dog?" He's like, "Yeah, fuck you. This is mine." And, you know, we're all watching the Gia with this freaking Latino girl. And I just start shaking my head like, "Oh, shit, man. He did it. This is the day. This is the day."
This is the day.
I see that scrawny little dude wearing all of his same colors go back to a wall of like six other people all wearing the same colors as him. And I'm like, "Do y'all see this?" And they just turned their heads away from me, Marino, Bradley, Romero. They all turned their heads away, and I look at them, and I'm like, "I'm just going to look away too." So we all just kind of turn our backs from the situation, and we hear Nagia and then that guy. They started getting a shouting match, and then all seven, because it's that guy plus six, they all go outside, and we're just like, "We're going to stay in here. Nagia can do his own thing. He's grown. We're just going to stay in here and just hope the situation dissipates. You know, the cops will get involved. Won't be that big of a deal." But before Nagia steps outside, he turns around. It's like, "Hey, motherfucker, come on." He starts gesturing at us. And I mean, I shouldn't have made eye contact, but I looked at him and he's like, "Yeah, you come on." Fuck. So I tell all the other guys with me to come outside. We get out there and it's all six of that dude's homies. And he starts, you know, like pulling up his waistband, showing his gun and shit. And then he's, you know, running his mouth. And he's like, "We're going to stomp the shit out of you and your homies. We don't care how many you got. I got my click here." And anyway, Nagia is like, "Hey, I don't care. I don't care. You ready to do this? We're going to do this right now." And the guy was obviously outmatched. Nagia was fucking huge. So he pulls that little pistol, and it's a snub-nose 38, man. He's like, you want me to fucking end your life right here?" Nagia, without hesitating, puts his hands up, and he says, "I swear to God, if you don't pull that fucking trigger, I'm going to snatch it out of your hand and beat you with it." And comes across that dude's face with that pistol and knocks him to the ground. And he hangs on to it and he fucking, you know, opens it up and empties the little rounds out of the chamber. And he's like, "I swear to God, this is the third time this happened to me this month. I hate this fucking place." He starts walking off. And we're like, "We got to get the fuck out of here, man. Somebody's going to die tonight." So we got him. And it took me 10 minutes of convincing him to get back in the car. But we finally got in the car and we finally went home at like 1:30 in the morning. And he was still hollering and screaming in the car for us to go back so he could stomp a mud hole in those guys. And I never saw that motherfucker again. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where he went.
The Ventures of
probably went back to his home country. And he's like a fucking warlord over there. He's probably like cutting his chest with swords and shit. And...
but no, I mean, he had a real problem with authority. I mean, it was before that had happened. He had like bowed up to an officer, not like a lieutenant. It was a chief warrant officer. They were. I don't remember. Were we in the Chow Hall? I mean, I don't think we were in the chow hall because I don't know why a chief warrant officer would be in there. But I remember he pushed the chief warrant officer out of his way. And that chief warrant officer was like, "Hey, excuse me," because usually chief warrant officers are guys that had either been to college or they used to be enlisted and went to officer. So this guy's probably in his 40s and Nagia's not even 25. And so he calls Nagia back over. He's like, "Hey, come here, Marine." And he was like, "I've never been so disrespected. Don't you ever put your hands on somebody like that again, blah, 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 blah." And I swear, I shit you not. Nagia looks at him straight in the face and says, "I don't give a fuck who you think you are. I don't give a fuck what you think you've done. Get the fuck out of my face." And that guy turned around and left. Yeah, I've never seen a Marine get away with that stuff, dude. Never. And I'm telling you, Nagia was just cut from a different cloth, man. I'm pretty sure he got a dishonorable discharge because you just can't behave like
you're too alpha for being in the military.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to understand, man, when people have rank over you, you can't. I mean, the only time you can really buck up to somebody is in combat because then who's going to fucking know? Nobody's watching except y'all. So, but when you're on base, you can't get away with that kind of shit, man. And I mean, everybody stopped what they were doing and looked at what was happening.
Once the show happened.
So you never saw it. You never knew if he went to the shit, like if he was actually in it.
I never saw that motherfucker again. I was in transition. I was going from, 3-8? 1-8. I was going from 1st Battalion, 8th Marines to 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. And we hung out for about 2 weeks. And then after that, I was like, nope, never having that again. Nope.
Maybe he went and joined the Foreign Legion.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope I never see that.
You ever thought about joining the Foreign Legion?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, okay, this guy I used to live with, Travis, he was all, you know, thinking about doing that when, you know, 5-6 years ago. He's a little bit younger, but he's 40 now. No. He was just thinking, you know, while he was going through his education, you know, I could cut this loose and go join the Foreign Legion and actually do something with my life, because he's always felt like he's missed out on his purpose, quote unquote. So whatever, you know, man. Just go make
Foreign Legion is, Daniel?
What is it?
Have you heard of the Foreign Legion?
I heard of them before, but I was like, is it like you join it and you, damn it, I forgot what someone told me about it. I heard it plenty of times, but that's years ago.
Yeah, so it's so France, they kind of like, they have their own military, but they also have this thing called the Foreign Legion. And basically what it is, it's a military. You serve for France, but it's made of foreigners. And so what they'll do, they have a history of like taking anybody. So like, let's say if you got a crime or you've done something terrible, they'll fucking look the other way and give you a new identity and make you a fucking member if you'll serve.
Oh, you know? Shit.
Yeah. So back in the day, it doesn't happen. Like, you can't do murder. Like, they're not going to, if you're wanted by Interpol and you've killed somebody, they're not going to let you fucking join. But back in the old days, they would. Like, they'd say, okay, this is your name now, and this is what you're going to fucking do. And you got to learn France now. Like, you got to learn French. You can't speak English anymore. You got to speak French.
You know? Keller de France, boy.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you mean.
You got to learn French. But anyway. Yeah. So if it ever goes bad and you're like, fuck, I can't get out of this mess, you can always go join the French Foreign Legion.
And yeah, they'll take somebody like me. I've got civilian credentials and military credentials, so.
You just got to learn that France.
Yeah. Learn that France. That's going to be the new tagline for the show now. That's by John Trash. And then this week, it's you got to learn that France.
How many views does your John Trash video have?
Oh, shit. I forgot to check up on it, Aaron.
Like I said, you need to cut music to it. That's why John's trash. That's why bump, 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 bump.
Hyped up retro or electronic dance music.
Take the clip from like his TikTok thing where he's doing his TikTok shit and like have it over and over again. Then just kind of like zooming in, zooming out.
That's why John's trash, trash, trash.
Bitch, yeah. John actually has quite a bit of views on some of his videos.
Oh, he's been picking up some heat?
Yeah, John got some views on there. John's TikToking like crazy.
Let me check this out personally.
Let me see. I try not to get on that. Jamie's on that shit so much that it drives me nuts, man.
John's on it 24 fucking sets.
Yeah, John fucking. Let me see. I know I follow him.
They use the same songs. They recycle the same crap. So you're hearing everybody's doing. I just hate it. I can't stand it. I mean, I'm hearing the same stuff. And if it was a song that came out on the radio and they were just replaying it over and over again, that'd be fine. But they take these, you know, cover songs that people have done, and it's like I don't want to hear that. That's not interesting to me at all.
Yeah, one is a recent one. He has 6,900 views on it.
God damn.
I think this one's what is it for? What is it for? It's for something about they found out coronavirus causes. It was supposed to be a funny video, but John's wearing a mask. Then he puts on the Power Ranger mask. I guess that's why people like it. They were like, oh shit, that dude's putting up multiple masks.
There's no use trying to understand it, Daniel. It just is. That's all. Yeah. There's no
1600. Wow.
But Shane, that's the cash cow you gotta ride, man. You gotta ride that fucking cow and get him to, you know, and I'm calling him a cow because he's fat. And you gotta get him to bring some of those views, circle it around to this show.
Yeah, TikTok.
I don't want to get on TikTok, be doing dancing and shit.
You don't have to dance, Shane.
Ain't that what they fucking do?
Leave that for the e-girls or whatever they do.
Batman costume? and do like a Western dance two-step.
I ain't doing that shit. I ain't doing none of that shit.
Oh, shit. Man, you get people get views for like even like unboxing like stuff they got from the mail. Like this one guy got like 41,000 views.
See, here's what my dumb ass. I'm thinking when you're talking about TikTok stuff, we could be like, what if I take a picture of me like taking a dump, like, and then put that on TikTok? You know, nobody's gonna.
I mean,
certain bodily parts, as long as it's like, you know, you're kind of implying that you're in your bathroom because they can see, you know, your shower or the top of the toilet behind you, you know.
I don't
show your actual ass on the seat.
Don't show the dirty toilet.
Of course, Shane, that's the first thing he jumps to is sitting on the toilet because he used to take pictures of our Uncle Justin on the toilet. That's the first thing he jumps to. No!
That's awful.
Bust Mom. Up in there. No, don't do that.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that's good that John's got things on his TikTok. People think that shit's funny.
Yeah. I'll try to see how many followers he has. He has like, well, not bad. He's following followers. He has like that one video had like a 505 hearts or likes or whatever the shit.
I can't do that shit where you're reacting to a video. Like, I don't want people looking at me while I'm watching another fucking video. Because John will be over there and he'll be like,
making faces.
I can't stand that shit.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay, let me be clear. I can't stand John doing it.
I don't think there's nothing about that. I don't want to watch other people do it. I don't want to watch other people watching other people do shit. Like, I have no interest in that. Like, I want to watch John watching a video. No, I don't want to watch John watch a video.
People are bored, man. People are fucking bored. You got to find a way to find a niche, dude. You got to get your niche, and you got to squeeze every drop out of it.
He said some of them that were funny. There were some of them that were funny. But good for him, man. Hey, he's doing good. He's got it going. What can I say?
Yeah. Yay, John.
The coronavirus thing. All you can do is stay home all day, make videos and shit. So
yeah.
Why not make money and shit from it?
Yeah, there's one where he's like eating an ice cream cone.
Eating it all at once.
He swallows it. It just even a stick, he swallows it whole. No, I'm just kidding. The stick has flavor on it.
Bite out of that.
I mean, he got me hungry as fuck to eat the whole goddamn thing.
John tears that shit up.
can't waste
that shit.
It's like one of those. It's like it's a cartoon, and he's the robot, and he's just.
Jay said he just swallowed it whole. He just put the whole thing in. Just like,
was it? He's like, he eats like a duck. You know how ducks eat? They fucking swallow shit.
Yeah. It's like that feeding tube from Tim and Eric where they cut out your fucking teeth and then you stick this tube in your
mouth. Oh my God.
And you just You just vacuum it all in.
God damn. He swallowed it whole. Does he eat it all at once? Yeah, he swallows it whole. He's a stick.
I mean, I wouldn't put it off the table. Y'all just like fucking breathe it all hard.
I wouldn't put it off the table either. He'd eat it.
You remember when you giving him shit for eating Little Debbie's? And you're like, John, you're eating right now. And he had a fucking Little Debbie. In
God damn, John. No, okay. John called me the other day telling me, he was like, oh, it took me 30 minutes to check out. I was like, for real? I was like, John, it's the holidays. You should have done break or something. He's like, yeah. Oh, but was like this and this and two boxes of Little Debbie's. And I started laughing at him. I was like, John, you just went to the doctor. The doctor told you you were like obese, boy. And John was like, I'm only here to get my ears checked. And the doctor's like, well, John, you're kind of overweight. You need to watch out for that.
I can't hear, doc.
Daniel knows, man. Daniel's been there. He's been overweight when he was drinking, you know, a fucking gallon of soda every day. And so Daniel, he realized, hey, man, I need to stop that. So he's just trying to tell John to do the same thing. That's all. John, I'm not trying to tell you to change your life. Just change your eating habits.
Stop eating popsicles whole. Stop eating a box of Debbie's every night before you go to bed. You know.
No, I need a midnight snack.
His wife's trying to sleep. All she hears is a wrapper opening up by him. Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
He said he's got that sexy dad bod. That's what his thing is.
He keeps on saying that bullshit. That time is past and gone. That thing was like a year ago.
Let me be transparent here. So there was a day I was laying in the bedroom watching TV, and I had went and got like a little bag of cookies. You know, the animal cracker yogurt frosting, the pink and the white with the little sprinkles on them. They had them in the little mini bags. So I went and grabbed one, and I'm eating on that shit while I'm laying in the bed watching TV. And I learned this lesson from Shane, that when you don't want to get up and throw your wrapper away, you just tuck it in a crease or a crack somewhere. So I tucked that bitch up underneath the mattress. Well, we kind of live out in the middle of a field here, middle of damn nowhere, where all kinds of wild animals roam. And guess what? About a week later, a goddamn mouse is in the bed. And it's not just in the bed. It's crawling on Jamie's fucking hair while she's trying to sleep. She wakes up and panics and has this whole meltdown. And the next day, she's taking the sheets off to see where the fucking mouse might have been. And what does she find? My goddamn wrapper underneath the mattress. Seriously, Aaron, that's not okay.
What'd you say?
I just laughed.
Too bad you can't blame it on anyone else.
You just laughed maniacally. Was it like a sinister laugh? Were you like an evil laugh or just a normal laugh?
Just like a laugh I'm laughing right now. It's just fucking funny.
Oh, you weren't like...
Oh, no, I
didn't. I'm going to get away with this again.
That's like I was talking to John one time. I was telling me that I was like, John, what did you eat today? And he's like, I had a bag of donuts. And I'm like, a bag? Like, you had the whole fucking bag? And he's like, yeah, sure, I ate the whole bag. And I was like, well, okay, so when you're on donut number 12 and there's still like, you know, 15 left, you just like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I just eat all of them. I was like, okay, well, that's what you want. You want a bag of donuts? Have a bag of donuts.
No leftover, Shane. John's like, fuck that leftover shit. I'm gonna shove it in my mouth.
I'm gonna buy another bag. Another bag, and I'm gonna eat that whole bag too.
Hey man, as long as he's happy, I guess, you know. I mean,
yeah, he's happy, all right. Oh, Shane. Of course, John has to help his wife's dad again. Like, he shot a deer. He was like, John was like, oh, I had to go over and help him out again. I was like, John, you're the only one that helps out. Where's his son's at? Come on.
I wonder if with John, he gets tired of hearing CeCe talk about it. Like, he doesn't want to hear. She probably's like, oh, my dad, you know, he's kind of getting old and he needs help with these deers, and it'd be nice if somebody went and helped him. And John's like, yeah, I guess I'll go over there. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
But I guess the son's conscience are clear. They're like, oh, John has it. Yeah. He's married to CeCe.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Now we don't have to do this shit no more. He can.
Maybe that's a scapegoat. Maybe John can get away from, like, you know, oh, man, get away from the kids and the wife for 4 hours.
That might be it. Well, didn't he say that he enjoys talking to the man? He likes sharing stories with him and stuff. He's like, and I've learned.
Yes,
he said he learned a whole lot. Like, I don't know what the fuck he learned, but apparently he learned a whole lot.
He didn't learn how to lose weight.
Like the husband's wife is like, hey, John, eat something. And John's like, oh, hell yeah. Show food while he's listening. I'll listen to you all day long.
Daniel, when he went to y'all's, were you at the Thanksgiving thing that he didn't take his mask off at?
No, I wasn't able to make it. John told me the whole situation. I was like, John, I said, like, if you're going to do that over there, you need to do that. He was like, oh, we did that at CeCe's family's house too. I was like, bullshit. Don't be fucking lying to me, John.
So, but my thing to John was, it's like, well, you had to eat at some point. So why was it okay to take when you were eating? You didn't eat the fucking mask.
Yeah. See, John, I swear, John's like, oh, this is good. No, this is bad. I said, John, you're on the same fucking line, John.
Yeah. when he said he went there and Steve was like, hey, man, take that damn thing off. And John was like, oh, God. And he left it on the whole time and then went and bitched at Michael for not leaving his room.
Yeah, he has to make Michael look bad because he's the one looking bad right now. So he has to find someone to be like, oh, who's shittier than me right now? Michael. Michael, you piece of shit. Come outside and have fun with the family.
That's what that makes sense, because I was like, why is he going so hard against Michael? The guy just wanted to fucking chill out in his room. Like, he just didn't want to fuck with it. Yeah. But that makes sense. He wanted to say, oh, look at him. He won't even come out here. He won't even see half my face.
John's like, boo this man, everybody.
Now, Daniel, do you know, did he make his kids wear a mask too while he was down there?
Yeah, you know he did tell his kids not to wear masks because I guess coronavirus can't get kids, Shane. That's the... Hey, Shane, do you know if... Did they? Are we able to get a second stimulus check, or is it not approved yet? I heard something about it.
Yeah, it was supposedly it was getting looked at, but
probably
I think it's getting stuck. I think they said Pelosi is waiting until like Biden is in, and once like he's been sworn in, then they'll think about doing it.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to do it under Trump.
Daniel, what's going on with your puppet shows?
Oh, I paused on that for a minute. Don't worry. Someone was telling me a good idea what to do, and they were like, Daniel, I want the Highlander shit again. John, I said, you know what? I'm gonna finish the grand finale, the Highlander of John.
Yeah, your Highlander was good. Your Dune shit was good. I mean, all of them are good. They're all fucking good. and you can pick up the Highlander, but you can also go back to the Dune storyline because that movie's going to be coming out next year.
Yeah, that's true.
You can time that up perfectly.
You can make John, like, if you wanted to do another movie, Blade Runner, where he's running away and somebody catch up to him, but it's the doctor trying to catch up to him to tell him that he's too fucking fat.
I like the one where within one of them, he leaves the kid and he goes off to fucking space or some shit.
Blade Runner. You got it right there.
The stories were opening up again, and John left his son behind on a planet because he wanted to steal tips again. He's like, Dad? He's just looking up at the sky.
Now, Daniel, when you're doing these, how do you not fucking just bust out into laughing as soon as you get the fucking puppets out?
I had to stop. I do laugh, though. There's a few times I was like, I catch myself.
Yeah, there was one of them, I think, when you were beating the shit out of somebody, and I could hear the chuckle in the background. I was like, yeah, he cracked. cracked on one of them.
It's so easy though.
Yeah, the puppet things are good. Oh man,
I love.
Well, John's gonna listen to this. He's gonna be like, "Yeah, when you're done on the podcast, they sure do shit on you." Like that's what he's gonna say.
I'm just glad I got my mom's voice to be one of them. Oh. Yeah.
Well, shit.
Okay. I'm all right. Tired. All right. Well, it's that time. I'm tired.
Yeah. I haven't laughed in a long time. No, I haven't laughed this hard in a while.
It's been good. Daniel talking about John down in fucking ice cream and like a slurp. Like best thing you could think of. Right.
Does he eat it all at once? Yeah, even the stick.
Well, it's just like John's like embraced the role. Like he's not trying to. Most people are like, "Oh yeah, bro, you know, I'm gonna get back in the gym. I'm gonna diet. I'm gonna do all this stuff." John's just like, "No, man, I want to eat a cheeseburger, and I like cheeseburgers, so that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna eat a bag of donuts a break and be energized."
I don't.
Like fucking He-Man popping up.
I have the
sugar.
Pulls that popsicle stick and eats the whole thing. Does he? why is he always getting people's business? That's what I don't understand. Why is he always investigating?
Hey, John, because John doesn't have nothing else to do but to do shit. That's what he's doing.
Like that even living together. Y'all remember him looking out the blinders at the people across the street? What are they doing over there? Nothing, John. They're mowing the grass.
Fucking man, nosy.
I don't think so.
Nosy ass, John.
That's and how far away? How far away from the coast are y'all?
Not very far. An hour, I think.
We should, Daniel. We should look at a state park down there and go camp by the water where Aaron's at. Do a little camp out there.
That may neat.
You can stay overnight on the USS Lexington, man. I've been telling you.
They got a. Do they? You can camp out there.
On you that can boat? Stay overnight at USS Lexington. It ain't
you got to sleep on one of those crappy little bunks.
You can stay there, man. That's all I'm saying.
How much did it cost to spend a night in there in one of those things?
I don't know. They also have like an escape room where there's a terrorist bomb on the ship and you've got to find it. But then they also have an escape room where it's like a ghost where the ship's haunted. So
what?
That sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's not.
What if we can't figure it out? And we're like, oh, fuck. You were just fucked.
We're dead. Yeah. No, but I mean, you don't have to go to the Lexington if you don't want to. There are places around the coast that you can go.
We can just go camp out in your yard there. You got a big driveway. Just camp out there.
Yeah, well, it's cheap right now, Shane.
There's coyotes out here.
$55 a person. Cost includes overnight stay, two meals, dinner, or breakfast, guided tour.
Maybe that's what we do. Bring that Ouija board with you, boy.
Hell yeah. I need to pop that motherfucker open. Put a demons on John's. Board.
Did John eat the popsicle stick and the Ouija board just moves over to yes?
Like, yeah, you don't even finish the question. It already knows what you're going to say and it goes to yes.
You're like, is somebody in this room going to get heart failure? And it just moves right over to yes.
It spins in a circle and points right at like a compass.
what I like about his last ghost hunt, my favorite part about it, I know we're shitting on John tonight, but oh well, that's what he gets for not being here. My favorite part about that ghost hunt is that his brother-in-law found the fucking noise because John didn't get the damn camera working. Like John couldn't, it's like all of John's audio was useless. It was the brother-in-law.
Well, it was crazy. Tested out. John's like, it's tested, ready to go. That happens. Everything's fucking up. And the brother-in-law's like, I got it. I got the sound.
Well, I don't know. Why didn't John realize that the fucking thing wasn't working? When you get out there, like, you know, John, what are you doing? You just walking around a cemetery for 45 minutes?
Yep.
I don't know, man. I heard the noise. Yes. It sounded like John said, what? What? Something like that. I think it was John. I don't know if it was really a ghost.
I think it was John. It's solved. John lied to us.
Ghost busted. He was pumped as fuck, though. I thought after that one, I was like, all right, yeah, John got a little hit. He's going to keep doing this shit. He's going to get serious about it. And he never did one again.
Well, shit, it's hard in the city because, man, it's especially right now, Man, you can't be going to people's property.
That's shit. Right. Nobody wants you going anywhere. I get it.
Going to the country, you might find something abandoned or whatever.
Well, now there's that show on Amazon that's kind of making fun of ghost hunters, so I don't know.
Oh, for real? Is it good?
I haven't seen it yet, but the commercial looked funny. It's got that guy, it's from the guys from Shaun of the Dead. It's got that big guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, anyways.
You check that out.
We don't even try to remember. You don't know it.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap this one up, guys.
Oh, guys.
John, you got shit on, John, because you weren't speaking that French.
Bye, guys.